But I work in the area of Medicare chronic care management, which most or all of you are probably familiar with, which has its birth in the ACA. There are sections in there that, you know, deal with chronic care management in general. And of course, in 2015, Medicare launched the official chronic care management program that still goes on today. I was actually on the front end of the developing of that. I was in Southern California working in a company that was aligning with Kaiser Permanente, directing CMS into this program and then helping to launch it in January of 2015. It is actually, in my opinion, of course I would be biased, the single best opportunity for managing those with, as has been brought up, chronic conditions, especially multiple chronic conditions. Medicare chronic care management is intended to manage the care of beneficiaries that have two or more chronic conditions. And having practiced with a lot of Medicare patients, almost all of them have two or more chronic conditions. And if one can, the idea here is to anchor them, you know, in that in home, at that spot in the care continuum or care cycle, and not let them re-enter the cycle where they go to higher utilization like emergency departments and such. This was prior to the telehealth, telemedicine approaches or the more virtual approaches. It's telephonic with other modalities for delivering it coming around. But it's been grossly overlooked. It was well implemented, but it's never been executed. There are still very few physicians who are fully aware of what it is and what it can do. It's very quadruple aim driven, even to the point of, you know, originally it was a triple aim that it was directed towards, and then it became clear we have a, you know, physician burnout, physician satisfaction, or practitioner satisfaction as important. It pays. It actually is an E&M service. And it's unlike most Medicare programs, instead of using a stick or a mandate, it actually offers a carrot. It gives a lot of freedom to the clinician as to what kinds of patients they would enroll, and they are paid for the services. And so surprising to see, especially now with as much disruption as we have, as has been brought up with COVID being a huge disruptor at this point, but just transformation in general, that it hasn't taken off more. And perhaps some of this ACA restructuring and regrowth, it'll start to get more attention. Because the idea, you know, we have so much transitional care management that people are actively involved in. But the idea is chronic care management needs to shut that down. The idea is to prevent transitions of care. That's where the money goes. And so CMS fully intended to get as many beneficiaries enrolled as possible into this chronic care management program, but it just hasn't happened. Not yet.